You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 24, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Trump administration is proposing new regulations to restrict eligibility for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness, PSLF, program. These changes could exclude entire organizations based on their activities. President Trump issued Executive Order 11235, titled Restoring Public Service Loan Forgiveness, directing the Department of Education to draft new rules. The proposed rules would allow the Department of Education to deny PSLF credit to borrowers working at organizations deemed to have a substantial illegal purpose. This definition could include providing healthcare services to transgender youth, violating state laws, facilitating violations of federal immigration policies, or engaging in discriminatory practices. The Department of Education's draft language lists illegal immigration, terrorism, chemical and surgical castration or mutilation of children, child trafficking, illegal discrimination, and a pattern of violating state laws as examples of illegal activities. This new criterion could significantly narrow the scope of eligible employers. Organizations focusing on immigration rights, climate change, free speech advocacy, or diversity, equity, and inclusion practices could be targeted. The proposed changes would amend PSLF regulations to exclude organizations engaging in activities with a substantial illegal purpose. Concerns have been raised that this definition could be broadly interpreted, potentially impacting millions of borrowers. Winston Berkman Breen, legal director at the Student Borrower Protection Center, warns that the broad scope could disqualify public school systems teaching the history of slavery. Fire departments in sanctuary cities could also be affected. Concerns about First Amendment implications arise, including the possibility of blocking organizations from PSLF based on the administration's disapproval of their protected speech. A broad swath of employers could be affected, including legal aid groups for undocumented immigrants and hospitals with youth gender clinics. Executive Order 11235 signals a policy shift aiming to align PSLF eligibility with the administration's broader political agenda. This could exclude organizations involved in activities deemed contrary to its policies. The executive order is seen as an attempt to weaponize PSLF, potentially retaliating against workers and organizations that support marginalized communities. The proposed changes are part of a negotiated rulemaking process involving an advisory committee and public comment periods. The Department of Education outlined its plan to change PSLF rules, which will involve a committee's review. The department is not obligated to accept the committee's changes unless there is unanimous agreement. After the committee's work, the department will release proposed changes for public comment before finalizing the rule. A panel of experts convened by the Department of Education from June 30th to July 2nd drafted potential amendments, including limitations and protections for First Amendment rights. The negotiated rulemaking process involves stakeholders responding to the Department of Education's intent to establish rules implementing the executive order. Following the committee proceedings, the department will draft an NPRM for publication in the Federal Register for public comment. Concerns about First Amendment implications arise because the proposed substantial illegal purpose rule could be broadly interpreted, potentially disqualifying employers based on activities protected under constitutional rights. Critics argue the administration might target organizations involved in advocacy, protest, or educational activities it disagrees with. This could punish public service workers for their employers' lawful actions. The proposed rules could create a chilling effect, leading organizations to avoid certain activities to ensure PSLF eligibility. While existing PSLF borrowers would not lose past qualifying payments, new employment eligibility restrictions could apply starting in 2026. The specific details regarding the implementation timeline and how current borrowers will be affected remain largely undefined, leaving many borrowers in limbo. As of June, approximately 65,448 PSLF buyback requests were pending, indicating significant administrative challenges. The proposed changes to PSLF eligibility focus on excluding organizations with a substantial illegal purpose. The current PSLF program generally includes government organizations and most nonprofit organizations that are tax-exempt under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code. Copyright African Elements.